Welcome back to another episode of the Z Team. We're not the A Team. In fact, we're not even your backup team. We are the last team you'd ever think to call. We are known as the Z Team. I am your storyteller known as Sky. With me is Clack.
Or Rodar.
We have Tide.
Take his fight.
We have Tide as Onyx.
Yo, what's up? Waves, brother, waves.
Core as Lyric.
You.
So modest, this man. And finally, Be Yearn as Coop. Coop as Be Yearn. That other way. You're
Coop,
being played.
Be
yeah. Well, in Russia, like we are, character play, you. Well, welcome back, everybody, to our last one-shot of the series in the whole thing. So this will be the possible finale. It depends how long these guys take to do some puzzles, whether it's a two-parter or a one-parter. So I'm using another module. This one's called The Secrets of Karnov Mansion. So where we left off last time, they had to escort and take a item all the way through the ice-capped mountains. On the way, it got so cold that they had to take a break from that sheer cold and found a small cave. Now this one was home to an owlbear. And after slaughtering said owlbear, they, like a tauntaun, decided to hide in it for warmth, even though it was already warm enough. But they hid in one big owlbear and had a really good night's sleep. Upon waking, they found a small grate that led deeper into the dungeon. After awakening some of the tomb's guards, they made their way all the way through, found a magical kazoo, a birthday skeleton, and some goblins that were really, really scary. Tauntaun might be copyright, you know?
We'll bleep it out.
Yeah, it's a not.
Can words actually be copyright? I don't think so.
Beep, beep.
You can't copyright words, can you?
You copyright the idea,
unless you're
not
claiming.
Yeah, we're not. Don't use that word. Don't use the C word.
Oh, no. yeah, you guys made your way all the way through, nearly getting destroyed by a goblin tribe, and met a young white dragon. After nearly perishing to it, you slayed it and fled out of the mountainside, seeing the village in the distance.
What a fucking nightmare that was.
Well, it's a new week, it's a new story. Are you guys excited?
Some loot out of it.
Yeah.
Well, really, I got a stick.
You got a fucking sword.
Did I?
A magical sword.
He may have left it behind.
I have it written down. You have a magical sword.
Then I refuse to use it. No.
You stubborn fucking bastard of a dwarf.
Give it to the sorcerer. That'll be useful.
Of course.
Fuck, I'll give it to the damn bard.
I mean, that's not half bad.
Well, throwing got a bejeweled dagger, so...
The bard's ass does more damage than that sword, though. FYI.
Oof. Let's not, then.
What are you talking... What? He could two-hand that thruster and fucking take it into the next level.
He sure can.
Good God. So wait, why is the dwarf refusing a perfectly serviceable weapon?
Because I have an axe.
That's
okay,
that's
that doesn't fair. Explain shit.
That was two very different opinions.
Dwarves like treasures, dwarves like shiny weapons that do good. Why does the axe take preference over the magic sword?
Because it's an axe and not a sword.
My grandmother gave me this axe. If you'd like to take it, you'd have to talk to her first, Dad. She's a scary bitch. Don't say it.
I'm going to fly away with that fucking
Don't
axe.
Say the B word around her.
No.
What, bitch? No, bees.
Oh God!
She hates that word. Word around her.
Ah.
This is why Bjorn isn't invited to Christmas parties anymore.
Yeah. Really, just family hates him.
That's why you guys don't invite me.
The grandma just doesn't like the name, man. It's a problem.
Hmm. I see. What if I apologize?
It's just a plus one longsword. Cardona, that is not a response. Hey, you want to send the stats for the sword? I got nudes. Is that, you know,
like a plus like in the Roll 20 Compendium road arc? You can go to items.
It's just a plus one longsword. It's hard.
Yeah, and just
plus one to hit, plus one to damage. Sheet.
You hover it into your character sheet, and it'll just add it to your character sheet.
I expect a name, by the way.
For the sword.
My axe has a name. Your sword can go...
Apparently, the long sword... Yeah, the long sword apparently is useless piece of shit plus one.
Nice. The name!
God. It's so well-loved. So you guys have been in town here. The small town is called Estera. And you guys delivered your thing. You guys got paid 300 gold total. Really, not worth it, but, you know. I think the stories are way better. Am I right, guys?
All right,
I'll go
me.
Fuck myself.
Please do. Please, just rightfully go fuck yourself.
This has turned very dark.
Wow. So you guys have been kind of just chilling in town, waiting for the next job, or really just relaxing before you head back on the road. As you guys are all in a tavern, you guys are just having a couple drinks, some food for the evening. It's, I would say it's about 3, 4 p.m., almost dinner time. And behind you, a well-dressed half-elf walks over to you and goes, "Ah, good evening." Why did I sound like a vampire? That's what I'm going
with. Son of a bitch, it's a vampire. Kill it.
Good evening.
No, it's worse. It's a pointy-eared fairy.
Oh, excuse me, I take mad offense to that, my dude.
I'll take my job somewhere else then, you motherfucker.
All right. Cool, wrong table. Have a good one.
Okay, he turns next adventure, please.
Next group of adventurers.
That was a great ending.
Good evening.
Three-parter.
All right, I paid $3 for this, guys. The least you could do is...
I would like to have a... Tybe would like to have a side conversation with Larrick without the other two hearing.
Yes.
So, Larrick?
Yeah.
Those two fucking died, right?
I think I did, too.
Nah, you were close, bro. But I saved you.
Oh, yes.
But...
There's a man attempting to talk to you right now.
Oh, no, I wanted to do this before the man
talked.
He can go fuck off with his puzzles. We're having a conversation.
We're having real character development moments here, man, and you're trying to interrupt us with a quest? Fuck.
I just imagine, he starts talking. You grab him, leave the table, and just start talking in a corner quietly, and he's like, okay. Sorry, continue.
Larrick, man, I don't normally get that involved in anything. Normally I just like to sit back and, you know, joke around and wiggle my tentacles around, but
that
got
it.
Pretty serious, man, and I don't know, bro. That kind of messed with me emotionally. How are you feeling?
It's killing your vibes, bro.
Feel about the same way. I think I'd rather do some puzzles now.
But at the same time, you gotta ask yourself, though, does Clack really look like a person who could solve a puzzle?
He couldn't even...
I'm dying.
He couldn't even negotiate with a group of... What, were they goblins?
Oh, yeah, fuck that goblin situation.
Yeah,
he couldn't even negotiate.
All we had to do was give them the kazoo, and that was it. And he couldn't even handle that.
That was it.
I'm making my next song is called All We Had to Do Was Give Them the Kazoo.
I'm sure, man, that was your kazoo, and you really liked that kazoo.
Yeah,
but, we could have avoided so much shit if you hadn't have said, or I'll beat your face in. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's
like going into a job interview and saying, fuck you, dude, I could make way more at Taco Bell. Wait, what? look, man, just know I've still got your back, if you've got mine, and we're going to have to watch those two.
Oh, for sure. Especially Clack.
Alright, I'm gonna go get drunk. Let's go.
And then this elf asshole.
Welcome back, you self-entitled fucks.
No, you.
I need your help, but maybe not. No, he goes, my name is Argo. My employer, Miss Vivian Karloff, is a wealthy widow who lives nearby with her children. They would like to invite you to a dinner party this evening. You guys are incredibly famous in the guild, and we figure, why not? A nice dinner, rather than just this tavern grub. And the Karnovs would take great pleasure in hearing about the outside world. They never really leave their mansion. It's mostly they send me out for shopping and other trips. He removes a folded piece of parchment from his breast pocket and he hands it to you. You can see that it has a light blue wax seal embossed with a beautiful italic K.
Wait. It also seems translated. Did you say he pulled shrimp out of his jacket?
No, folded piece of parchment.
Oh, shit!
He pulls a small piece of prawn from his breast pocket and I was saving this for later, and he eats it and then pulls out the.
staring at him, just being like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's alright.
I don't eat much.
I'm going to need him to repeat this entire thing after I cast Comprehend Languages so I can understand what the fuck this guy is saying with all his shitty bees and stuff.
He turns around and faces away from you and speaks in a very low voice. Okay, these entitled fucks are about to get stepped. So, if you will grant the Karnovs the honor of your company, I can guarantee you an incredibly grand meal, some beautiful wine, and a relaxed evening filled with fine conversation. Mostly, of course, about your exploits, I'm certain. Could we expect you this evening for, cocktails? And he winks at Lyric.
I awkwardly wink back.
Well, threaten us with a good time, I'll be there.
What kind of a vibe is Ty getting from this dude?
He's earnest. Like, he's really just... Do you want to do a quick information check on the Karnovs?
I rolled a natural 20 on his insight on him.
He's being honest. He wants to invite you to the thing. Does he have any bad intentions? No.
Fuck yeah, I'll take some shrimp.
What are his intentions?
He takes out some more of his pocket shrimp and he gives them to you.
Sweet.
We have better food than this.
These are my iron reserves.
Sure, I'm down. I could use some good sleep, you know?
Yeah, a beautiful bed, by the way. Each of you have your own room instead of sharing two, I believe.
Cool.
But we could share if we wanted to, right?
I could sleep with you if that's what you'd like.
What? But, man, what? No. We sleep with each other.
Oh, sorry. I must be intruding.
Jeez.
He takes like a step back. He goes, I'm sorry.
Get a read of the room, man.
Yeah, he buys you guys around.
Hey, Clack.
Aight.
They seem pretty rich. I'm sure they have, you know, at least a couple of mares, you know, around.
This town only has one mare.
Hey, so does, like, your place have horses?
Yeah, we have a few.
Oh, cool. Some of us like to ride horses, you know.
Yeah. Like adventurers do, of course.
Yeah, and I'm sure a rich place like yourself has some pretty esteemed equine, you know.
You mean well-groomed steeds?
What?
I can arrange for some transportation. I have a local merchant named Zeb. He'll wait just outside when you guys are ready. And he will absolutely transport you guys to the mansion.
Cool.
Awesome, thank you.
Yes, so at dusk, once that sun dips behind the tavern here, I expect to see you there. Now, if you don't mind, and he bows very low, I must finish my shopping.
What time of day is it right now?
Like 3-4.
Okay.
So yeah, he has got like a couple hours to kill, I would say. So as he makes his leave, the innkeeper actually walks over and claps you on the back, or like the shoulder, tied. And he goes, "Lucky you! Those cardinals are a bunch of beauties. Two handsome lads and three lovely daughters." And he puts down the drinks that the Argo ordered, and he goes, "Getting invited is incredible. I've never even seen the mansion." And he wanders away.
That's amazing. Dude, what the fuck is up with people in this town? They just like to walk up to you and say, "Hey, here's something that's going to pique your interest."
A stout older woman walks up to you and goes, "Hey, here's some information." And then she sits down again.
How big is her boobs?
He rolls. Non-existent, apparently.
Oh, man, she couldn't survive in the ocean. She doesn't have any buoyancy.
She's a chest of drawers, I would say.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with an A cup. God, fucking masculinity over here. Toxic.
Look at this advocate for chest over here. Ladies' chest. Send your complaints to Onyx the robot.
At gmail.com. I ain't getting those kinds of messages. I don't want those messages.
What if a couple of them are looking?
Looking for what?
Him.
My opinions on the world order?
Maybe
I'm good.
Oh. Okay. Did you guys want to do anything in those 2 hours, or do you just want me to proceed time?
This place got any spell scrolls?
No, it's too small of a town.
Potions?
Yeah, you could probably pick up, I would say, about 4 potions at 50 gold apiece.
I'll just spend all the coin on it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, so each of you guys take 1 apiece.
Sweet.
So, do we need to, like, dress up, or are we good in our attire currently?
Do you guys want to do a dress-up montage?
No. You don't want to know what Tide likes to dress up in fancy.
I think it's time for a dressing-up montage.
Alright. Ty grabs a fancy scarf and throws it over his shoulders.
Alright, that's the montage. Okay, so you guys take the... So you put on a gorgeous scarf.
Dress to impress.
Well, I suppose. Aren't you shirtless still?
No, I have like a fucking blue robe on, man. Right. It matches my matches my ocean colors.
Alright. Bjorn, what do you do? There's a tailor shop here if you wanted to get super fancy.
They're in a small town? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll go there.
You spend about 20 gold and you can buy yourself a sweet suit.
Okay, yeah, I will spend the 20 gold on a good suit then.
Larrick, what do you do for the montage?
I'm stingy, I'm not buying fancy clothes.
Alright. In fact, you take off more clothes.
There we go.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going, like, shoeless. I'm not wearing any footwear.
You're a halfling.
You're right. I'm not wearing any anyway.
You put on shoes and then take them off.
Yeah, it'll teach them.
Clack, what are you up to?
I'm probably just drinking. To be honest?
You mean continue drinking?
The most extinguished adventuring group ever.
It's just like while everyone's buzzing around, I'm just like, sip.
You guys didn't ask anything around town, so you guys, after the sun dips below behind the tavern, you guys meet up with the local merchant called Zeb. He seems to be a local stage merchant, as his little caravan here has a bunch of stage props in it. And he looks and he goes, "Oh, hey there! Time to head to the old Karnov Mansion, eh?"
Yeah, what can you tell us about him? We've asked literally no one else except you. Better give us a good detailed list, man.
What do you want to know about them or the mansion?
everything.
Oh, they're polite people, and their daughters are extravagantly beautiful. Like, if
Why
I weren't
mentioning that,
yeah, I've noticed that people like to go to the daughters. It's
everybody.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, and those boys are very, very handsome.
No, that's not what we mean. It just seems like the children are being
either or.
Put up on some high
pedestal.
If
I weren't
there.
40, I'd say much worse stuff. Anyways,
I wonder if we report all these people to them for saying stuff like that about their children, we'll get reward money.
You probably shouldn't say it in front of the trader right now.
Oh, hey, no need to do that, guy.
How about the manor? Like, is it haunted?
It used to belong to an old feller who, liked to keep exotic animals. He had all sorts of animals there. It was like some sort of zoo, sanctuary, something like that. They called him the Keeper. Not much else is known about it.
That sounds interesting.
I'm still
still
all over the place.
So as you guys roll up, a full moon comes up into that beautiful black starlit sky. The mansion is nearly 1,000 feet off of the main roadway. The dirt driveway to the mansion is lined with a lush forest of tall trees of all different types. As you ride up to an iron-wrought gate, there has a scrollwork metal K affixed to the front. And as you approach, Argo himself comes out of the gatehouse and opens the gate for you. As you guys roll past, he watches you guys very closely and then closes the gate, then starts calmly walking back towards the house.
I flip my scarf in the wind.
Oh, you look so windswept and interesting. Like a Maybelline commercial.
Except my hair is like water damaged.
Oh, just so awful and greasy.
It's got a lot of salt in it.
The mansion is a two-story brick structure of beautiful craftsmanship, and it is a truly grand sight. Ivy climbs the walls of the yellow bricks, and several red rose bushes line the front. Lanterns mounted on tall metal posts add light to the entryways as the sun begins to set. Two large wooden doors with metal banding and rivets begin to open, and a young, beautiful woman with blue eyes and blonde pigtails bounds out from the mansion. Oh, they're here! They're here! She yells while clapping her hands excitedly. Her frilly red skirt bounces on the air, and the heels of her fashionable gold-colored shoes click on the cobblestone drive as she skips towards you. Welcome to Karnov Mansion. And she curtsies. I'm Evie, and we are so happy that you accepted the invitation.
Fuck, I don't have a pencil.
Argo reaches over and gives you one. I think you'll be needing this, sir.
Oh, thank you. So you said her name was Evie?
Yeah.
Evie, yeah.
And she's wearing a skirt?
Yep,
yeah.
Blonde and pigtails.
A red skirt with gold shoes.
Khakis?
Yeah. Yeah, Argo is wearing Levi's and a pair of old Skechers that have clearly seen better days.
Does she look like
to shop at Payless.
Does she look like one of the daughters?
Yes.
How would you know, though?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm very observant. Anyway,
she looks like a family member who I've never met yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got the same facial features of the pictures I've never seen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, I've seen them from the roadside in the bushes. I mean, nice meeting y'all for the first time.
Ty does a bow, I guess?
I bow as well and say, thank you for inviting us into your gracious home.
She looks at Bjorn and she goes, how do you adventure in that big old suit?
I don't normally, but upon invitation, I like to present myself better. I usually have armor.
She looks at both Tide and Clack and goes,
This is my usual adventuring attire. Except for the scarf. Like, I saw this cool scarf, and I was like, yeah, I want that scarf.
It cost you a literal arm and a leg.
Yeah, but it was great.
Right, so
I enjoy the finer things.
She escorts you guys inside. the entire family is there waiting in the foyer. And Argo quickly walks over to the kitchen and he starts preparing drinks. So a beautiful woman dressed in an elegant white evening gown stands in the center of the mansion's foyer. Five other figures, all human and varying in age, stand beside her. Although her age is obscured by her beauty, one would guess that she is in her late 40s. Her striking light blue eyes are emphasized by her beautiful long black hair that stops at the small of her back. She opens her arms in a welcoming gesture and says, "Welcome to our home. I am Vivian Karnov. You've already met Evie. And these are my other children. My oldest is Maria, followed by Marcus, Job, and Ella. And Evie is the youngest." I'm just giving you a second to write those down. Do you want those again?
You could write them in for us and like put them in chat.
Sure, here's the names.
Oldest to youngest.
And then Evie is the youngest. Yeah. Perfect. So yeah. The oldest is Maria, followed by the two boys, Marcus and Job, and then Ella and Evie.
I think Job was a bit
of a... What was the mother's name again?
Vivian.
You know, I could just end this all so fucking quickly if I just cast Moonbeam on them.
What the fuck? And then we could just steal everything. I like it.
Yeah. I could just destroy Sky's entire persona here. Because Onyx as the player is getting a very hilarious either werewolf or vampire vibe. Ty don't get it, though. He's like, wow, this is a big house.
How fucking dare you get a werewolf and vampire vibe from my clearly not werewolf or vampire vibe?
I'm sorry, Maria, Marcus, Job, Ella, like, these are either mixtures of werewolf vampire names here. It's good. It's all fine. It's okay. All
right, so the daughter's name is Brittany. We got Jason Bourne and Dave from the county.
You can't forget
Tiffany.
And then
we got
Tiffany.
Ella. Yeah, can't forget Tammy. Tiffany. No Tammy.
No one really wanted Tammy this time.
But we do got a Susan, for sure.
Hey, I'm going to bang Susan then.
That came out of the blue.
She's going to be banging your head against the floor. And
it came down
you.
From below, just like Tide. Hey, fist joke. Oh, shit.
High fives, Tide.
Fist jokes.
Okay.
Oh, trust me, I could make a few more, but I'll wait until I'm actually in the act. yeah, screw it. I'm actually going to use a spell right now.
What spell?
Okay.
Enhance ability equals splendor.
Okay.
Ty wants to stay in the conversation and seems socially justified.
Ka-ka! All right. You're immediately attacked.
What?
Cool.
Actually?
I look too sexy, so they're attacking me.
What are you?
Or maybe casting a spell.
Eagle Splendor is a fine spell. Makes me look sexier.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, basically. Hold on, I actually have to look up the specifics. Please continue with your...
No, because if this is bad, they're going to attack you.
Says the guy that got us attacked last session.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, fucker.
Hey, guess what? There's a difference between people inviting you to your house for having some tea and people that are going to kill you, even if you give them a gazoo. I can't help it that you are just better at talking than I am.
So, you said you had a 21 passive perception, right, Ty?
22.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking insane, I will tell you this. So each of the Karnovs wear a small blue stone pendant. Both the boys wear them on thick gold chains, whereas Vivian and Maria on thin gold chains. And Ella and Evie on a thin leather choker. So they all have necklaces, just of different types of necklace. But it's all the same blue stone pendant.
Hear how none of that is silver? Ha 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 ha.
How big of stones are we talking?
I just held my fist up for some reason. you guys can see this, right? Okay. I would say they're about the size. I almost said a toonie, and again, only one person would get that.
Yep.
Look, all Tide wants to do is look pleasant for the evening so that he can enjoy his meal with the lovely Karnovs.
I would say they're about the size of the top of a pop can.
Oh.
So pretty sizable.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that's popping. Shit is lit.
Is the food ready?
So as you guys are kind of just making general greetings, Evie goes, "Oh, I almost forgot. Name tents. I have to make name tents for dinner." And she bounds away into the kitchen. And Argo comes out with like a drink tray. And he goes, "I've got ale. I've got some sorts of wines, different types of cocktails. Grab your pick."
I will take some wine.
And question that accent. Okay.
I was going to make another joke about not understanding him, but
I do an investigation.
Grabs the tray itself.
Just go, "Yeah, I guess." Throw my hands up and grab like four drinks.
Help yourself.
That was the plan.
That's cool. I'll just take water.
Of course. And he pours you a nice pitcher of water into a nice, beautiful glass. It's gold-rimmed and hands it to you.
Cool.
Got any beer?
I've got ale, yes. And he hands you a foaming mug that was already prepared.
Where the hell did you get that from? Your backside. Fucking, you came prepared.
It was on the train. I noticed at the tavern that you drink ale. And
all right.
Seemingly
he's
nothing
a sorcerer. Right. No. Take that. Get me a whiskey.
This guy's a sorcerer supreme.
He leaves.
He's
and
impressing
goes to
you.
Take you a whiskey of sadness.
Hey, that's better. Expect proper hand and foot service.
So
you are making a grand impression.
So once you guys get your drinks, the Argo, the entire family kind of just splits off and kind of goes to each of you guys in attempt, you know, for discussion. Maria walks over to you, Tide, and she goes, "What's the most dangerous thing you've ever done?" These guys should be Russian. I just can't get it through right now.
Well,
so what
know,
is the most
like...
dangerous thing you've ever done?
Well, Brittany, no. Well, I mean, just recently I got done fighting a dragon. That was pretty wicked.
Oh my gosh, what was that like?
Well, I
she
took Snapchats the dragon and
story.
I like, and I took
me.
That dragon and I like suplexed it into the icy ground it had made.
Ah, oh, cool. She adds like a cool filter onto the Snapchat story.
Could you add like bubbles in like an underwater
she does.
Setting to it? Yeah.
Is that like who you are? Are you a water boy?
Yeah, I love the water. I can transform myself into like any creature of the sea.
This is supposed
oh
to be
my
the
god,
mother,
can
right?
you do it for us? No, this is one of the daughters, the oldest daughter.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck?
The milk.
The mom slut too, jeez.
Can you
well, there's no father
us?
Of the house, apparently. I mean...
We have a huge
point,
tub.
Actually.
I mean, what kind of creature are you wanting to see?
I don't know. What's your biggest?
Oh.
And it's weird because
well,
I want
to
fuck a horse.
Well, that's
the
sea
octopus.
Snake in the pants, but let's see.
Sea snake? I'm rising up the sea snake. Give me 1 second.
Mm. Takes a second. He likes to come from the abyss. yeah, I can.
This isn't the beach. This is a bathtub. I love that porno so much. Anthony. Okay, sorry.
Well, wait, when does dinner start?
After these conversations.
Okay, because I don't want to be, like, rude and,
oh, no,
we got
about 10 minutes. Argo's quick. Don't worry about it.
I mean, if you want to come with me to the bathroom, I guess, or I could just do it right here.
I'll do it right here.
As I transform into a giant octopus.
They all applaud, and they all, like, want to touch your tentacly body.
Yeah,
I begin flexing the tentacles.
I'd like yellow for Tide. What the hell are you doing?
Using one of his wild shapes, he got baited, bitch. Alright,
Gotta get one. Okay. Yeah. Hentai in here.
It's fine, I can kill everything else with other stuff, but anyway.
So yeah, you do a cool performance, and they all absolutely applaud. And one over walks over to Clack. This one is going to...
Can I get her under her skirt? Nah, yeah. I better not risk it.
Yeah. Marcus walks over, and he's like, hey, bro, how close you ever been to death?
All the time.
That's ironic.
What was the last time you almost died?
Last week.
Whoa, yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, yesterday.
What happened?
I had a fight with a dragon, and he didn't like me.
That's insane.
Aye.
I don't like dragons either. They suck.
Well, next time I fight one, you can come with and watch if you like.
I think I'll leave that up to you, man. And you just tell me a cool
story
next time.
You seem really interested. I'd let you come along.
Bro, like, I don't really do much. I did college football once. My mom pulled me out. That's why we're all homeschooled now.
Teen Wolf reference?
Yeah. Vivian walks over to Larrick there, and she goes, you're so small as a halfling. Do you,
No, I'm
How
really
did you become an adventurer? How did you become an adventurer?
It's a front so I can steal from people like you.
Done.
Do you actually?
Oh, you're so funny! She pinches your cheek and walks away. Holding on to it. And she goes, Argo, hide the jewelry. Okay.
That sounded so deadpan, but that is actually what I built the character for. My background is actually just criminal.
That's fantastic. So wait, you have lockpicks?
No.
Yes, you should, as a son of a bitch.
I am really bad at setting up my equipment.
We fucking needed those last session, you asshole.
What else we needed? For Clack not to fuck everything up, but he did anyway.
Well, to be fair, I kind of did.
Criminal. Deception, okay. Stealth, gaming set, and thieves tools.
That's my proficiencies.
Yeah, you get a set
Which
of
means you have
tools,
them.
Like,
why do I have a short bow in here twice?
Because it's really
you're a mess.
Which one goes to Bjorn?
Because in one of can.
That's
did you guys before dinner? Did you guys want to ask any of them any questions or just move right on?
Oh, nobody went to Bjorn.
Oh fuck yeah! Sorry, Job walks over.
I didn't like the B word.
Yeah, they also don't like bees. There's a bee.
Oh god.
Hi, my name is Michael with a B. Stop, stop, stop. Where's the bee? There's a bee. Dear god. Job walks over to B Yard and he goes, so, I hear you're one of those casters. I've never done that stuff, but I think you should show us some cool zip-zaps, you know? And he, like...
How the fuck does he know that?
I mean, you have an air about you. You don't know, I guess. But he does. He goes, what like... He's like, can you put on, like, a cool, like, light show or something?
I guess I could do that, actually. What would you want the lights to do?
I don't know. You ever been to, like, a really shitty DJ club in L.A.? And, like, the music is way too loud and the lights are, like, absolute garbage. Yeah, give me something like that.
Okay.
I'm not going to question what that was.
No, I got it.
That was Sandstorm. I'm literally just like dancing, not even putting on any like light show yet.
He applauds and walks away. He's like, what a weirdo.
No, I activate dancing lights and then send them flying around our heads and to the ceiling.
Wow, it's insane, dude. And he slaps you on the back like way too hard, and then he goes like, yeah, yeah, you should see what I can do. And then he grabs like a really nice violin and he plays you like a shitty song and breaks a string.
Just out of interest,
it's a Monday.
Old are these people?
So Evie is 21.
I expected
and she's
like
the youngest.
Marcus and Job to be really young, and then like Ellie.
No,
to be like...
No. These guys are actually pretty old. Evie is the youngest, and she's 21. Ella is 24. Both of the sons are 26 and 30.
Legal age, boys. Let's go.
Yeah. Yep. 21. She's old enough to drink and get roofied. I mean,
man, I'm not even old enough to drink in the real world.
Oh,
I think this is a fantasy setting.
All right, now, did you guys want to ask any questions before we move to dinner, or just segue over?
How hard did he hit me on the back, by the way?
Not like hard enough to hurt.
Well, I know. I was just wondering if I could tell any like strength from him by it.
Oh, interesting. it seemed like a weird enough hit that is not on this guy, because the brother's the football player, clearly. Broad shoulders, athletic build. This guy seemed to be just a skinny bitch who probably plays shitty violin. Yet, his bare... Oh, he's barefoot. That's weird. Yeah.
Oh, shit, what up?
Barefoot bros.
Hey.
He looks at you and he finger guns you.
I finger gun back.
Nice. Yeah, no, I guess, there seemed to be a lot more strength than under his... very skinny frame.
Mm. Okay.
I guess Tide will ask Maria, the one who first initially talked to him. Mm-hmm. So, you all seem like, you know, you're adults. Do you all do something inside of the town, or are you all thinking about going around?
No, we very rarely go to the town. It's just, we sent Argo. I don't really like, you know, I like people, but like, you know, it's just, people can be a chore, and especially if they're, like, poor, you know, like, ugh.
Oh, I know how you feel.
Like, if people have less than, like, 200 gold to their name, like, I can barely talk to them.
I've got, like, 263, bang me.
She bangs you right there on the floor.
Yeah.
Is he still an octopus
form? Octopus form?
Oh, no! we've crossed the line,
I
gentlemen.
I legally have to end the podcast here. Thank you for watching.
How about that full moon, though? That was pretty cool, right?
She shrugs. She's like, I'm not really a moon person, you know? I'm more of a sun.
What the fuck, Onyx?
We are star-crossed lovers. I need her.
I yearn for her body.
She enjoys the sun, I enjoy the moon.
She also enjoys
our star patterns are different, but we must align.
She laughs and her green eyes and red hair just absolutely like flounce everywhere, and she kind of like curtsies in front of you, accentuating her curves, and then giggles away from you. She's like, maybe after dinner.
Just after spite, that's the one I'm gonna bang.
You son of a bitch, I will kill your whole family.
I don't got
not you,
left.
Your family.
All the green skin killed them, which apparently I'm not allowed to have a problem with.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's... Hold on, I need to
read your notes about what I told you about my character.
Oh yeah, that's right. It is my duty to provide children to sustain my tribe. Yeah, this is going well.
yeah,
this is actually part of my top 10 goals
of our one shots.
Yeah, I'm driven by wanderlust and I need to bang.
Let's go through everybody's. Let's see what you need to do.
Comes out as half a fish, but only the top half.
No, it doesn't look like that. Clack. God, this is worse than the sheep.
It's like a really bad shit.
It's worse than the sheep, man.
You're the one bagging her, not me.
Okay, so Evie gets your guys' names. Do you all give it out honestly, or do you lie?
I'm tied.
Okay. She writes down T-Y-D-E.
No, I-D-E.
Oh, okay.
That's...
Like the ocean?
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. You were an octopus. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus!
Because that's less weird.
And she goes over to Clack, and she goes, and you, Mr. Dwarf?
Clack. Swifthammer.
C-L-A-C-K. Perfect.
Yeah, that one.
Does Clack even know how to spell his own name?
Yes, he fucking does, and that's not how you spell it, but I couldn't be asked. Well, I'll do it. Yeah, fuck it, you got it.
Right on, you cunt. She walks over to Lyric, and she's like, so these guys are all really weird, how would you rate yours?
I'd just plain and simply just say Lyric, and that's it.
Could you spell it?
No.
Oh, okay. She goes L-A-R-I-D-E-C.
No. D-E-C. It's like Lyric, except with an A.
Oh, okay. L-Y-R-I-K.
There's the Y this time. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Lyric. And she walks away.
Does this make her more or less bangable than her big sister?
More.
I don't know.
And then finally she gets B or Zoom, and she goes, so, Mr. Magic Hands, please tell me it's amazing.
What?
She's asking how you spell your name. Not how your magic hands feel, but how you spell your name.
See, I kind of felt like she was giving out some mixed signals there, so I don't blame him for that.
I was so confused. You spell it B-J-O-R-N.
You spell it B-J
stops there.
Right? She totally fucks it up. She puts a G in there, and then she just bounds away.
I, like, look at him and go, like, I probably should not go for that one.
Minor illusion, switch it, move on. Alright, so yeah. After, as you guys, once all the name tents are set up, you guys are given a beautiful aroma emanating from the kitchen. And Argo walks out and he goes, being served tonight is roast duck in an orange. This is a weirder accent. He's just gonna switch accents tonight. In an orange sauce, butter fried Brussels sprouts, steamed broccoli, sprinkled with goat cheese, and a green leaf salad with dried berries and peanuts.
This dude seems suspicious as fuck, even though I've already known. I've looked inside of him, and I know that he's not evil. No. But it's like, dude, you're trying so hard.
Hello, it is I.
You got so far.
I don't know what accent this is, but it is.
It's trying.
It'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Actually, just an up-and-coming voice actor.
Oh, there's the dream.
It's taunting me again.
Sky, so we need you to do a Russian accent. Oh fuck, I've been prepping for this though. Is that Scottish? Ah! Sorry, saying something died.
So they set the food on the table, right?
Yes.
Hold on, like before we eat, guys. Uh-huh. What happens if like an assassin snuck in and poisoned your food?
You should try it first.
Do you guys want me, like, cleanse your food for you? Make sure that there's no awful substances in there that could, like, kill us?
They might take that to offense, though, if you do that.
No, it's not them, though. It's some outside force working against them.
Oh, you think, it's what an adventurer. You're totally trying to just protect us. I get it, absolutely. Argo, you want to make sure Tide gets everything pured?
Like, literally just... If
here, I even I brought a puree, it. And she hands you a puree.
Well, I mean, I can just cast it on... I can just cast purify food and drink on the table.
Oh, that works too. I thought you wanted to, you know, mash all of our food. I mean, it's weird. Oh, okay.
The food is no longer poisoned or diseased if it has any poisons or diseases.
You will never know, but it looks the same. So
it's worth the safety risk.
Yeah.
I want to have this woman's children. Wait, other way around.
Tide gives birth to a wonderful, weird lady.
There's a dark side to these druid lives, man. You don't want to know.
It's that you age forever and they die.
Are they
in your
like
eyes.
Seahorses? They carry the children.
No, just
what is this weird Aquaman you've got going?
Just take alter self as a
this
spell.
This is the side of DC that nobody freaky. Knows.
Anyway,
so you guys all.
Yeah, no, monk. Thank you for cleansing the food.
I couldn't give a shit either. We.
Itadakimasu! Everybody takes your seats around the table.
Itadakimasu. I know what you're trying to say, but I'm gonna bastardize it.
Itadakimasu. Rude. Yeah, you guys all sit behind, and you can see everyone's name tent, of course, so you know everybody's name there as well. So, just before dinner is served, Vivian stands up, and she goes, and she kind of, you know, tinks on the little glass of red wine she has. And she walks behind her children. She raises her glass and says, "Children, would you please join me in toasting these fine adventurers?" Sorry. I burped a little bit mid-sentence.
I was kind of worried she was turning into whatever creature she is right then and there.
Wait a minute. There's no meat on this table.
The children each take up their own drink stand and join Vivian behind the table. They raise their glasses as their mother begins to speak. "Friends, thank you so much for accepting our invitation. We truly do appreciate the work that you've done in these lands, and may your future endeavors be successful." Why? The family raises their glasses, says a "hear, hear," and then takes a drink. The children start to walk back to their seat, but then stop as Vivian continues. "But sadly, that's not the only reason I asked you here. There are large walls that surround the back of this home. These walls once housed exotic creatures from throughout the realm. We acquired this home shortly after the keeper left, and many of these creatures remain. Some still roam this area today. Certain aspects of these creatures have started to eat away at our sanity, and we ask that you assist us in a hunt. Would you entertain the offer?" She raises her glass and smiles, then the floor drops out from underneath you, and you find yourselves all falling.
Damn it, I was going to ask a question about that. Does the floor underneath us look like a trap?
It sure does, but it had a very high investigation. It was 28. So
I could have rolled. I probably still wouldn't have passed.
Very difficult.
"But wait, I thought we had something!"
She blows you a kiss.
"How long have you lived here not done anything?"
"Where are your horses?"
"Who dug these tunnels?"
"She fixed the holes in your floor."
"No, my salad!"
Okay, I need you all to make a saving throw here.
What kind?
Dexterity, please.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're finally rolling some dice.
Everybody clack them on the table.
I got a
clack.
Grand total
Fuck.
Of 8.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is a
DC 15, by the way.
Yeah, fuck me, I didn't pass.
I passed.
God, please let me land on clack!
So you guys take, you take 16 damage if you failed, or 8 if you pass the save.
Okay.
And then you hear a chunk as the trapdoor quickly shuts. So this basement is 40 feet by 40 feet. And you find yourselves in a basement underneath the mansion. The trapdoor above has closed, and you are now in total darkness, unless, of course, you have dark vision, in which case it's shades of gray. Directly ahead is a hallway, and on either side of you is a wooden door.
Is everyone all right?
I'm a little bit winded.
You said 16, Sky?
I help you up, Clark.
16 damage, yeah.
Jeeves.
Ooh. What the fuck was that on about? I thought they were good people.
Really?
Like, weird, but good.
You know,
hey, some random family invites you to food and you think, "Oh, this is going to be great."
You'd be surprised, but my actual assumption was going to be that they were going to do something. Like, be the problem, but...
Oh, with them
being
werewolves.
This is actually better. Yeah, this is actually better. This means I still have a chance. As Tide casts produced flame to light up 20 feet around.
Ah, my eyes! Bastard!
Directly across...
I can't see in the dark, fucker!
He was, of course,
you could have given me a little warning. Jesus.
Fuck off.
Directly across from you is, about 60 feet up, is a hallway that slopes uphill. And, of course, you have those two wooden doors on either side of you.
I'll go to the... Is there anything else around the room that we can see?
No, it's very, very empty.
It's almost like they cleared it out for us.
How nice of them.
I go up to the door on the left. How far did we drop?
I would say about 40 feet.
Damn. The hell kind of basement does this woman have?
A hell of a basement.
Winky face.
So this room seems empty except for the hall that's
and the two doors.
60 feet away.
Oh, no,
and
side.
The two doors.
I'm approaching the one on the left.
You're going to approach the one on
Tide's
your left?
Tide's going to look around to see if he can notice any, like... traps, I guess?
You don't see any.
Ah, cool.
Danger. Danger zone. Sorry.
So is this like that situation where we're the most dangerous prey? Or something
oh,
like that?
Oh, you've seen that episode? Nice.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Like, we're the hunters or the hunted, and they're going to hunt us with these super animals.
Oh, right. So, like, we're bait.
I guess.
Quite possibly.
I guess we...
That sounds pretty fun.
I was about to say, we're talking about this like it's not a good thing, but I'm sure Clack is going to enjoy the hell out of it.
Oh, no, trust me. This is a fucking terrible situation. We are in a dungeon that these people threw us in. But we have the door on the left or the door on the right.
In the meantime, I change out of my suit and put my armor back on because I just realized I don't have my armor on.
You're not going to battle in a ripped and torn suit?
No thanks, I'll burn it down here.
Oh. Bad memories already?
Yeah. Are we stacked up behind Bjorn to this door? Or we stacked up behind Core, I can't remember, sorry.
Are you guys stacked on top of each other?
I mean, we're just looking to... Well, the idea is that Bjorn walked up to the door. I don't know what the hell he's doing with the door.
His official name is Bjorn now. Thank you.
So, I was going to follow, because I would like to see what's through one of these doors, too.
Okay, so... you went to the one on the right or one on the left?
Same one as Bjorn.
And Bjorn?
Is that actually my name now?
Yes, Bjorn.
Fantastic. Okay.
It's fine, man. I understand they messed up your name tag.
They no messed worries, up all TV. Of our name. That girl, my god. None of you sleep with her, please. She does not need to reproduce.
So smart.
So there is a large storage area behind this door. All sorts of furniture, tools, books are piled very haphazardly.
Does it look like there's anything that might be slightly useful?
Give me a perception or an investigation check.
Can I Yay. Give that to the octopus man?
But I mean, yeah, I can look at books and stuff, man.
Just
let me look
see
at some
if
books.
Anything we can use on this little fucking donut
in the search.
Book attack! Oh, you're helping me?
Yeah, I'll help you look.
Sweet. Hooray, advantage!
Meanwhile, I go to the other door.
Got a 19 plus 7, so
yeah,
26.
That's fine, it was DC 12. So you find, you upend some books and a couple of bits of furniture. And you find two potions of healing, just the 2d4. Plus two.
Oh, cool.
And you find a silvered short sword.
Okay. Laric, here's the silvered short sword.
I also take one of those potions.
Do you, okay, let's ask a serious question here. Do you feel like you get hit a lot?
That is a negative. I am feeling that fall, though.
Did you not use your potion that you already have for it?
The super powerful one that will overheal me?
Here. Yeah, take this potion, dude. Drink it. Clack, how are you doing?
Well, I'm a little bit beaten. I've got a pain in my ribs, but no, I'm fine.
Did you manage to catch yourself on the fall or no?
Oh, hell no. Like a sack of shit, I went down and hit that floor.
Drink this, then.
I mean, a 44 plus 4 is pretty big, and if you took 16 damage, that is an average. So a great
it's your guys' choice. You want to drink the small potion or the big one?
I drink the small one, it's fine.
Okay.
I said it's
two
of
the
D4s?
2d4 plus
it's
2.
6, yeah.
7, 8. I heal 8.
That's half of the damage you took.
Hey.
Nice.
Wow. I rolled 1s on both of them.
Ooh, that's a sweet 4 HP.
Fucking sick.
Okay. That's all that's in here.
Alright.
Cool.
Shall we investigate the other side?
I'm already at the handle.
Alright, this closet it's a closet, so it is a smaller room. The smell of mildew belches from this closet as you open the door, and several sets of khakis, they're all Levi's,
nice,
are hung from hooks that line the wall. A white pith helmet lays on the floor next to a dirty tan-colored jacket, and a piece of parchment paper peeks out from the jacket's pocket.
Ooh. I approach and take the piece of parchment paper.
Okay, so opening it up, you see that it reads, "Oh, they are beautiful, absolutely magnificent. 6 of them, I can't believe it, my luck. They will go so very nicely with the others."
I have no idea what this is talking about, guys. Can any of you translate? I hand it to Tide.
Oh, yeah, no, I can totally translate gibberish.
So not just me, it's just kind of rambling, right?
Oh, yeah, this is 6... I mean, there were 6 people upstairs, but, you know, I don't know.
That can't be coincidence.
It's probably just a coincidence, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Anything... like special about the helmet?
No, it's just a regular.
Give me a second.
Pith.
Tide will begin ritual casting detect magic.
It's not magical.
Well, the spell detect magic lasts for 10 minutes anyway. This way, we'll have a nice understanding if anything's magical along the way.
Yeah, it's one of those like piths are like those explorer helmets, right?
Oh, with the lamp.
Like the hat, and then it's got the like
yeah,
tan
where you
brim.
Can...
yeah.
With the flashlight on it, you know? Something. Or Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Well, let's get walking, yeah.
Okay, so you guys walk up the hallway. It slopes upward and ends at a wooden cellar-style door that swings outward. And faint light slips through the gaps in this door.
So, Clack?
Mm-hmm?
You want to take the lead, you know, since last trap we ran into, it cut above head height for you?
Aye. I will go first. I keep my hands up. Just
process of elimination. Here we go.
That's still me before you do, you fucking fish bastard.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, hey, we've faced that trap before, but what if we get it again? Bam.
Yes, I will lead the group.
Okay. Up. So, you open it. You see about a 40-foot room by 40 here as you enter. And there's about 6? Yeah. There's a bunch of panels that make it narrow to about a 20-foot. And there's an alcove that you guys can kind of see behind these. So as you guys... start walking in, a tiger comes out of the last one, and it kind of snarls at you.
Whoa! Easy, friend.
And suddenly, from all around you, in those small alcoves, you hear five more.
Woo. Speak with animals.
And they attack. I will get initiatives.
Now, hold on, immediate speak with animals. Whoa, 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 wait. Ooh. Hold on, guys.
They seem,
can we talk?
They seem not to connect.
Can we have food?
Can we have food? We have, can we eat you?
The one that came out first says, "You are the food." And it sounds like Mother. Job. Excuse hey, man.
You. Motherfucker! A 16 okay. For Tide.
6, 5.
And I got 10, by the way.
Perfect. One of the tigers is going to go before you, Tide. It launches out of one of the small alcoves, and it's going to pounce at you. Now, it is chained, so it can only barely just reach you.
Is it Marie?
No, these just seem to be regular tigers, but they have collars on them. Oh, my lord, I wiffle ball bat. It goes to pounce on you, and it goes to bite and claw, and it just slams into the cement floor, and it just kind of snarls and licks the floor for a second. It is your turn, Tide.
So wait, I'm only getting the sense of, like, this one tiger is different from the rest of them?
The one that first came out, yes.
But the rest of them just seem like regular-ass tigers.
More than likely, yeah.
Tide is going to look out at the tigers. Hey, are you guys being kept here against your will?
You can't hear anything.
As I'm like...
They don't speak.
That's my kitty noises.
I like your kitty noises.
Because I'm speaking with animals, but they don't respond. So this one sounds like Job. The rest of them I can't hear. Screw it. Tide is going to cast Moonbeam. AKA Balloon Beam.
Nice.
He's going to try to hit the Job tiger and as many other tigers as he could probably get. Probably just only Job and one other.
Just him right now. Just because the others haven't come out of the cage yet. And they're feeling just fine. So
I place it onto the Job tiger. Okay. I go like, Job, you don't need to be like that anymore. I've got this. As I drop the moonbeam on him. By the way, he rolls that at disadvantage.
Oh, no. What's the DC?
DC for my spell is 15.
Holy shit, it fails. Yeah.
Ooh.
It reverts back to Job standing there, and he looks very haggard and ragged.
Huh.
As he takes 16 points of radiant damage.
Damn.
Job, why are you doing this, man?
I just like look at him. Oh, this kid. Oh. He's very easily entertained by lights. I'm not surprised you got him with that.
I can see his pecker.
And Tide is going to... fuck me. Clack it in front of me, damn it!
I thought I was already, but okay.
So, bonus action.
On my way, fish face.
Fuck you. damn. Yeah, that's gonna end my turn. So Job is now in that light.
Okay. Now it is two of the tigers. They run out and start to hit you. Both of them are gonna make claw and bite attacks.
Clack, protect me!
Oh god!
Okay, two are... AC's... Does 18 hit?
17.
Okay, so 18 three will hit.
Ah, fuck me!
So, from the first one, since you get hit twice from it, you're gonna take 21. Oh, sorry, that's gonna be 22 damage full. And then 7 from the second tiger.
Natural 20 on that concentration. 10 on that concentration. And 13 on that Alright, Moonbeam's still up. Okay. Ow. So how much damage did I take all over? 28 damage?
It'd be 29.
Titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles.
Now, ow. Yeah, I rolled really high on these guys, so it is going to be Tiger 1 and then Job. So the one, this one's going to come up from behind and attempt to hit Clack there.
Please, God, hit someone else.
It does hit you, Clack, and then misses on the claw. So it's only going to hit, oh, my lord. It's going to hit you for 13.
Jesus.
Yeah, I rolled max damage on that one. And ooh. Then Job, he's simply going to stand up, grin at you guys, and go, guess I'll see you later. He touches his amulet and disappears.
Bitch!
Can I get that con save again, those guys?
He fails. Like,
he took another 20 radiant damage. Kay.
So he teleports away. And,
20? Jesus.
Yeah, that fucker took 36 points of damage. He's probably not feeling fantastic.
He didn't seem to be injured at all.
He has regeneration, doesn't he?
I mean, he disappeared, so obviously I didn't see him go, motherfucker! Ah! You asshole! Mommy, he hurt me!
He totally does that, though. And he's like, bro, I just want to play violin. Here you are hitting me with these beams of moon. It is finally Bjorn's turn. So, oh, yeah, there's four tigers out on the floor right attacking you guys right now.
Okay.
Three of them are at me. Save me.
Save you? Okay. I will try casting sleep on them. Max was 28.
Okay, so unfortunately that's not enough to get even one of their max HP totals, so it doesn't seem to affect them.
Damn, okay.
Hey, why don't you roll on that magic table?
Yeah, give me that sweet magic table.
I rolled a nat 20.
Alright.
We're safe. Thank God.
Very safe. In fact, I get a roll 2 from this chart. No. So yeah, your sleep doesn't affect, but you still have a bonus action if you wanted to, or have anything to do with it.
Not really sure what else I can do at this point.
Alright. So I assume you just kind of hunker down behind Clack. Speaking pretty of much. Him, it is your turn.
Fish face, are you going to octopus next turn?
Oh, fucking no!
Well, it'd be good to tell me, because it kind of has influence on what I'm going to do.
Fucking sure, whatever.
As a bonus action, second wind. Okay. Which will get me 11 back. So, I'm going to use that new sword that I got, which was so amazing everyone forced me to take. and I'm going to smash
you got pure pressured into using a sword.
Prefer axes, it's going to...
Yeah, I'll say you have advantage.
Sweet, I'll take it. So this is 3-4. Yeah, yep. Hit. No hit. Yep. 6.
Did you roll a 1?
I did. But I also get a second attack because I'm level 5.
So you sure do.
Natural 20, I'll take it.
Oh!
Do you want a special or just a regular?
So it's because I was drinking, I forgot. What's a special?
I roll on a generator and see if there's any cool funky thing you do additional. Or you just do your regular, which is times 2 damage.
Onyx?
Just go with the special, dude. Sounds fun.
The special is usually worth it, honestly.
Let's do a special.
So you rile back, you swing overhand, you chunk it in the fur with your axe, and then you spin around, and you go to cut. Roll me regular damage.
Yes, sir. Okay, so it would be a fucking 8.
Perfect. And you cut off its paw.
Nice.
And you just chop its paw right off, and it falls prone. So you sever it. Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's a lucky tiger's paw.
Aye.
And that's your turn. So it groans as it loses its paw there, which means it can no longer claw you.
It can also no longer feel secure without its father.
Wow. It is emotionally unstable now. It's actually just going to leave combat and go to therapy.
I think it should. I will help it.
It is Larrick's turn. I'll help it. I'll just bring it there faster.
Bardic Inspiration on Titan. Now that I'm 5th level, that's a 1d8.
You still have a bonus action there.
He has an action.
Oh yeah, you have an action because it's a bonus action.
Well, am I going to be able to run up and then hit one of them?
I want to sure, help yeah. tie it out.
Excellent. We are going to do that. Go up to one of the ones next to Titan. 16. It was a Most 6 and then a 16.
Hits. Oh, 16 definitely hits.
Awesome. 9 total damage.
9
Damn.
Total damage. Nice. That's pretty damn good. That's good, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good. Okay, now it is top. Is the tiger that has been smacked by a clack and has lost its paw. This one is going to just simply attempt...
Now has Lyric riding it?
Yes. Well, not... No. No, not this one. A different one. Got is mounted. This one is simply just going to attempt to hit you with its bite. And it misses. Believe it or not. It is just mourning its appendage. Now it is... Tide's turn.
Piss.
That's not
Octopussy.
Yeah, Tide is going to have to go into his well,
raise your tentacles, everybody.
Either that or heal.
I wanna go octopus or do I wanna go brown bear?
Yeah, I guess you're level 5, you can go bear.
Nah, I'll just go octopus again, giant octopus. It's too fun.
Can I get
As
some
I expand
tentacles
into my larger
in the chat,
form?
Please?
Yes. And Tide will move the moon beam onto two of the tigers, since they're all so close together now.
Perfect.
Con saves, please.
Let me tell you. Max damage, please.
And these guys aren't shapeshifters as
no.
the moonbeam.
No, these are just regular...
19 points of radiant damage.
19 whole points of radiant damage. So since it's Damn. About half their HP, I'm going to get con saves. We'll see if they're stunned.
Please.
They aren't stunned, but they will take that 19.
Fuck. All right.
And now you...
Fuck off!
Yes. Yeah, so you... You move that moonbeam shifting over, it singes two tigers of pure radiant energy, and then you transform, nearly bursting this room into this massive octopus. And finally, it is their turns now, so they start their turn, so they're going to make two more saves. Yeah. Oh, fuck, they biff so hard. That's a 4 and a 2.
They take another 13 damage.
Jesus.
That doesn't quite... finish him, but it's damn close.
Really
oh, they absolutely
That's
yeah.
so OP.
And
moonbeam,
yeah.
it's a great spell.
They're gonna make two attacks against this moonbeam tentacle wizard here. They're both gonna hit, and then they're both gonna roll nat ones on the claw attack.
They kill each other just
while
just bite each other to start making out.
They actually.
Oh no.
Coop,
Sorry,
we're trying not to entice the community.
Meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I'm just going to let that happen and move forward. So.
Oh, yeah, what I get hit for.
So they hit you for, wow, and minimal. Let's see, they 4 damage and 5 from the second, so 9 total. And then they both kill each other straight up. They go to pounce, and they both slash, but they continue their momentum to bite, and they just slam their bodies together, taking exactly 5 damage of force, and collapse dead.
Well, I'm glad they killed each other, because my moonbeam failed.
Okay. So yeah, your moonbeam disperses after those claw attacks, but they also disperse themselves. Now it is one of the... last ones. This guy's pretty injured from a halfling on top of it, but it doesn't give a shit. It's still gonna attack Clack. Oh my lord.
Another natural one. Are, wait, fucking really?
Yeah. A nine and a nat one. It slams itself into your shield. Roll me a d6, Clack. Plus your strength.
Dang. That's... Oh, fuck me. Nine
on a
D6.
Yeah, plus strength makes a 9. Oh.
Yeah, so this one goes to jump, and you just shield bash it right back to the ground. Get down, kitty! And it,
run, kitty!
It's, that's its thing. It goes to swipe your armor and then slams itself into your shield. Now it is Bjorn's turn.
Yeah. Are there any of the cats left?
Yes, there's four. Or three, sorry, three.
Jesus. Okay, I will use Firebolt on the nearest one then.
Okay.
And actually hopefully do some damage this time.
What's the hit?
So 19 non-nat definitely hits, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
My plate mail kitties. Please, no.
Alright, so that takes a total of 4 damage. Yay.
You're level 2D10? 5, it's 2d10. Your cantrip gets upgraded.
I rolled a 0.
It's 10 damage, so 14 home damage. It's not quite dead, but it's definitely having the worst day of its life, clearly. And finally, it is Clack's turn. Oh, awful. Just awful smelling.
Burnt hair.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Shield bash it to death.
So, take the sword out again. I'm going to slice the one with the missing paw. I'm going to let the tiny guy deal with the other one.
Perfect. It's kind of rude. We call them halflings, but...
Deal? Nah, tiny guy. Do I still
you have
advantage
still, yes.
Ah, okay, awesome. That was shite. Not much better. 18?
Oh, yes, dude.
Sweet.
No, that's not very good at all, shit.
My plate mail cats, please. I really gotta armor these guys better. Yo, they have shields now.
Okay. 12. 12 damage on that one.
Finish it.
Oh, okay, well, I take its other paw and then slice his head off.
Oh no, it knows the true pain of having no front paws, and
it
then
didn't have any paws.
As it falls towards the ground, you take its head with it, and that's it. Yeah,
and then just... I turn to the other one for my second attack.
Okay.
16 plus whatever. I'm sure that hits. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now, no, now plus... not that it has a shield, so that's going to miss.
16 plus 8. So. 16
plus 8.
Oh, yeah. It has shield as well, the spell. So.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's still only bringing it up to a 23. We're good.
Jesus Christ. I also get my superior... No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so 4 plus 5. 9 damage.
Not enough to kill this one either, but certainly enough.
That's cool.
And then Larrick's turn. So yeah, you slash that kitten completely dead,
and then
that Larrick is on top of, you just smash it right across the fur.
Never mind, he's an octopus. Don't worry about it.
don't worry about it, alright.
I was
going to
heal
turn.
The octopus, but I can't heal the octopus because he's not really damaged
that's fine.
That much. Yeah.
Like your mom made your lunch, we have a mountable tiger here. What are you doing on top of that boy?
I'm going to attack it with a short sword.
Okay.
I rolled an 11 and a 13.
That's still going to hit, surprisingly.
Yep.
Jesus. I don't think you... Did you add your mods?
I didn't bother.
That's very fair. This one doesn't have chainmail, so I'll let it slide this time.
Damn straight. 7 total damage.
Not quite.
Hard.
Very close. It is on death's stoop.
Stoop.
And then the last one is going to attack Tide here. It's going to run out of the wood. It's been having troubles getting out of the wood, so it's finally able to use its term. Oh, wow. Both of those are going to hit, more than likely.
Cool.
Good thing you're all tactically at this
point.
Yeah,
baby. 19 damage.
Oh my god.
Pounces into your chest, rakes your chest with its claws, and then takes some calamari with it to go.
Desperate last.
Still at 24. Still at 24 hit points, so not the worst.
And you're in an octopus. Now it is your turn. So you have one cat basically raking out your chest, and then one that is near death.
So he's basically like right in front of me, away from the group, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tide is going to whip the one that's near death.
Okay. Kill, stealing, fuck.
Kill, stealing, son of a bitch. Nah, I'm fucking with you. I'll take the one that's fully healed. I'm not an asshole. What's that? Tentacle attack. 18 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. Nice. Oh, double sixes, max damage, baby. 15 bludgeoning damage, and he is now restrained.
Holy shit. Don't... Wow, okay.
Welcome to the hentai show, baby.
Oh, no.
I have something for that.
I got this pussy wrapped up.
I also have something for that.
Because you still have to speak with animals on, it says, can we go to commercial break?
Speak with animals is gone, unfortunately, because my concentration got fucked
up. All
right,
well, then it just meows in a weird language, and none of you understand what it's saying.
Oh, does it go, meow?
Pretty much.
Like, ow, I'm hurt.
Like, clearly
ow.
You just bitch-slapped a fucking cat. Now, it is...
Say, do it again harder.
It is the...
I can't!
It's the one that's mounted, and it's going to attempt to buck the bucking Bronco. Oh, and it does!
I hit it with my shield and used protection, which gives it disadvantage.
A disadvantage on athletics?
Oh, was it using its action to athletics lyric off of
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it bucks, and then it just kind of growls, because it's very upset that it was mounted without a saddle. now it is Bjorn's turn.
Well, since it seems like that's the only one left, and it just kicked my friend. There's two.
Yeah, there's one hidden behind it.
I've got the other one wrapped up at the moment.
All right. Well, I don't appreciate it kicking my friend off, so I'll attack it with a firebolt as well.
Kill Stealer. I get it.
Who cares? Just kill it!
Does 14 hit?
14 does hit.
Oh. Oh, okay. I was not expecting that. 13.
Absolutely finish it.
I throw a firebolt and it goes down its throat and it just kind of like looks at me a little confused and then collapses.
The cartoon thing where his stomach expands when it explodes.
Yes.
It's so fucking dead and burnt and destroyed. It is Clack's turn now.
Yeah. 20. Ooh, max damage! 13.
Hey. 13?
13, yeah.
Hell of a hit. It's still standing, though. Or rather, restrained. So I would make that extra attack.
Yeah, I do with the 15 plus numbers. And I'll take the 10 damage.
And you can finish it for me.
I would like to stab my sword through its mouth.
Oh, just so cool. Like, held up by this octopus wrapped in the tentacles, you slash it across its belly and then stab your sword right through, shish kebabbing it.
Hell yeah.
And that's combat.
I can't eat anyone.
So yeah, the dust...
Blub, blub, blub.
The dust settles, Tide, I assume you transform back.
I'm gonna take a cautionary stay in octopus form for a second until I 100% know it's safe.
You could do that for 2 hours. Might as well chill out.
Just like...
So yeah, that was the hallway here that you're in. So
we haven't even hit the puzzles yet. Fuck. Nope.
That's a good point.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of our one-shots here of the Z Team. We will continue this on the next week's episode. Thank you again. This is so weird. my name is Sky. With me is Rodar.
Bye-bye.
Daniel.
I got fucking 8.
Core. P-Suit. And Coop. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Oh, Coop didn't get to say his shit, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go, Coop.
I don't deserve
it. No. After his audio fuck-up. All right, bye.
Bye.